AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. AP correspondent Donna Warder has the latest on Hurricane Melissa.
Hurricane Melissa made landfall overnight in Cuba as a Category 3 hurricane. Hurricane specialist Brad Reinhardt of the National Hurricane Center in Miami says Melissa isn't as strong as when it pummeled Jamaica, but it's still powerful enough to generate a storm surge of up to 12 feet.
So it's going to remain a pretty powerful system for the next several days as it moves across the northern Atlantic.
Reinhardt says next for Melissa, the Bahamas.
It's going to continue moving off to the northeast and eventually pass near or to the west of Bermuda later on Thursday and Thursday night as a hurricane.
Meanwhile, Jamaica is assessing the damage. Local disaster officials say there's extensive damage in southern Jamaica, and the southwestern parish of St. Elizabeth is underwater. More than a half million homes and businesses are without power. I'm Donna Warder.
Israel's military says the ceasefire was back on in Gaza after it carried out heavy airstrikes overnight across the Palestinian territory. Local hospitals say over 100 people were killed. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ordered the strikes. He's accused Hamas of violating the ceasefire when the militant group handed over body parts that Israel said were the partial remains of a hostage recovered earlier in the war. In response to the strikes, Hamas said it would delay handing over the body of another hostage. President Trump says he's made progress on trade with South Korea. He did not provide any details, and neither has the White House. A sticking point in negotiations has been Trump's desire for South Korea to invest $350 billion in the U.S. Tomorrow he'll meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping in South Korea and says he's optimistic about the talks ahead. And world shares were mostly higher ahead of a possible interest rate cut by the U.S. Federal Reserve today. This is AP News. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on a court ruling involving government job cuts.
A judge is extending an order barring the Trump administration from firing federal workers during the government shutdown. Federal Judge Susan Ilston granted a preliminary injunction that bars the firings while a lawsuit challenging them plays out. The order is now in effect indefinitely. Ilston was nominated by President Bill Clinton and says she believes the evidence will ultimately show the mass firings were illegal and in excess of authority. Lawyers for the government say the district court does not have the authority to hear personnel challenges, and President Trump has broad authority to reduce the federal workforce, as he pledged to do during the campaign. The president of the American Federation of Government Employees says President Trump is illegally firing thousands of federal workers, specifically those carrying out programs and policies the administration finds objectionable. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.